little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Move on to a completely different subject. We're going to talk about complaints. We did do this, and there's a couple of really good examples in the workshop that we did together about how complaints were handled, but we'll just very quickly run through some red flag questions related to complaints, if that's okay. So red flag questions for complaints. The first thing is not a good question, it's just an apology. Mm-hmm. But it's not an admission of guilt, it's not an admission of any fault, but it's important to help the complainant know that you care and that you've acknowledged that they're upset. So it's easy for us to apologise and say, I'm really sorry that you're upset. It's not only, there's no admission of guilt or fault in that in itself. Perhaps you could tell me a little bit more about what has happened. We're trying to encourage a generic approach, really, to how do you deal with a complaint. So thanks for telling me all of that. It's important that we learn from what's happened here and that we take some action to avoid this sort of thing from it happening to anybody else in the future. If it's okay with you, what I'd like to do is to talk things through with the rest of my team, and then I'll plan to get back to you within a week or so after I've had a chance to do that to see if we can try and avoid this from happening in the future. Would that be all right with you?
Yes, yes.
So we're going to provide a little bit of information to this complainant. Thanks, John. It's really helpful that you've come today, and it's important that we understand clearly what's happened to you and your family. We'd encourage you to ask to involve both our practice manager and our senior partner in addressing any concerns that you've had about the quality of care that's provided in our practice. And it's important that we learn from that and that we change our systems to try and ensure that our practice becomes as safe as possible for you and for other people in the future. Perhaps you could safety net me. So I'm John now.
Okay, John. So like I said, we'll get back to you next week or in a week or so after we've had a chat with the team. But if you do prefer to take your concerns to an independent organisation, the Patient Advice and Liaison Service will support you to ensure you do get fair treatment, and they ensure that practices make any necessary changes after complaints. So would you like their phone number to contact?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, that'd be really good. I think I will take it to them.
Right. Okay, John. Well, like I say, if there's anything else I can help you with in the meantime while you're waiting to hear back from us, give the practice a ring and leave me a message. But otherwise, I will hope to get back to you in about a week once we've had a chance to discuss things here.
It's quite disarming, that apology. And it makes all the difference to apologise and to be positive in encouraging people to complain. So it's helpful to have choices for the patient in terms of if they're comfortable to take it to an open practice. So through your complaint system within the practice, that would usually be through the practice manager or through a senior partner. And patients do appreciate that sort of approach and that openness to complaints. But some people prefer to actually complain outside of the individual practice, and it's good to have a plan B. And the Patient Advice and Liaison Service will support people very appropriately to make sure that their voices are heard. And I quite often refer people to the Patient Advice and Liaison Service if they're complaining about outside services, so care providers elsewhere, including secondary care.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.